From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The oil gushing from a damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico is on President Obama's agenda today. He'll meet with top advisors to assess what more can be done to control the massive spill. BP officials are trying new methods to contain it. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the latest attempts include trying to siphon the oil to a tanker on the surface.
Inserting a 6-inch tube into the leaking 21-inch pipe is one strategy engineers are trying. They hope to capture some of the oil before it adds to the massive spill. BP spokesman Tom Mueller says this option is front and center on the work plan. Another plan is a containment box called the Top Hat. It's hoped this smaller dome would cap the main leak and ultimately also help funnel the crude oil to tankers waiting on the water's surface. Again, BP officials warn this is all new technology. The extreme pressure at 5,000 feet under the surface is one complicating factor, and the cold has also been a problem for engineers. Last weekend, ice crystals formed inside a larger containment box, and efforts to cap the well failed. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says the techniques BP is using right now are more about trying to contain the spill.
We're not going to be able to stop it today or the next few days. The earliest chance for that will probably be late next week.
Suttles was speaking on the CBS Early Show. He also responded to questions this morning about the accuracy of the estimate of the amount of oil that's spilling into the Gulf. The government has put it at 5,000 barrels a day. But based on the video BP released this week, some scientists believe it's much higher than that. Regardless of the number, Suttles said BP is doing everything it can to limit the spill's impact. NASA is fueling Space Shuttle Atlantis in preparation for this afternoon's launch. Judah Smelzer of member station WMFE reports this will likely be its final journey.
Atlantis has seen many milestones in its 25-year history. Back in 1989, it became the first shuttle to launch an unmanned planetary probe when it sent the Magellan spacecraft on its trip to Venus. Atlantis was also the first space shuttle to dock with the Russian space station Mir in 1995. That collaboration paved the way for the International Space Station. And just last year, the orbiter flew NASA's final repair mission to the Hubble Space Telescope. There is a chance Atlantis could fly one more time. It will be on standby as the rescue spacecraft for the final space shuttle flight, and if no rescue is needed, some NASA officials hope the White House will let Atlantis fly one last mission. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
Consumers appear to pull back on spending in April. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.4% last month. That was better than expected, but far below the surge in March. This is NPR News. Indonesian police say they have uncovered a plot by Islamic militants to assassinate the president and other officials and declare an Islamic state. The national police chief said today that the plot was revealed during interrogations of dozens of suspects arrested since a February raid on a terrorist training camp in western Indonesia. He said the focus of the plot was to attack an Independence Day ceremony this August. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is heading to Fort Campbell, Kentucky today to say goodbye to soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division. Thousands of soldiers from the Screaming Eagles are deploying to Afghanistan, and NPR's Tom Bowman reports some will take part in this summer's operation in the southern city of Kandahar.
Karzai will also meet with family members of the soldiers who are deploying for the next year to Kandahar and also to the eastern part of the country, close to the Pakistan border. Karzai will be joined by Defense Secretary Robert Gates and other top officials, including the American commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. The 2nd Brigade of the 101st, some 4,000 soldiers, will take part in the upcoming Kandahar operation, securing approaches to the city. American MPs will work with Afghan police inside Kandahar itself. McChrystal told reporters he should know by year's end whether that Kandahar operation is a success or a failure. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
There have been no immediate reports of injuries after a powerful bomb exploded inside a courthouse in northern Greece. The explosion apparently occurred in the basement. It sent smoke billowing through the building. Police had evacuated most of the building after a Greek newspaper received an anonymous warning. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.